Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Empowered to Change Blog Talk Radio with your wonderful host. At least I think I'm wonderful. Amen. Dr. Happy Leah Killers, whatever you call me a child of God. I am so excited today. Today happens to be one of my favorite holidays. My birthday, of course, is number one. But number two is Valentine's Day, and I'll explain that in a few. But praise God, it is amazing when you really know how to love. So praise God. Before we get into our lesson, we will always, always, always want to remember our newcomers. So if there's anybody brand new listening on tonight, welcome, welcome, welcome. As I said, my name is Dr. Happy or Leah Killings, whatever you call me. Praise God. I am excited that you're here. This is Empowered to Change Blog Talk Radio, where our goal is to encourage, to educate, and to empower all to the glory of God. Why? Because it's important. It's important that you know the gifts and talents that you have, and then to be able to know how to use them to encourage, to use them to learn more about Him and the things that He has provided for us on this planet. And then when you learn what you're supposed to learn, to be empowered by whatever information God deposits in you so that you can manifest it and then share it with someone else and empower them too. And so each week we're on every Monday night at 9 p.m., and that's Eastern Standard Time to those of you on this side of the planet. And so for those of you that are on the other side, praise God, I'm grateful that you tune in and you know what times and appropriate times to tune in. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So again, if this is your very first time, kiss the person or hug the person if you can't kiss them. Amen. Hug them at least, high five them, bump them, and thank them for tuning you into the broadcast. And then, praise God, come back and see us again each week. For those of you that have been with me, I am so grateful for you because, praise God, I would not be able to say 9 years, going into the ninth year, without your prayers, without your love, without your encouragement, without your empowerment, without you pressing me to learn more topics and to do the things that God has called me to do, to create a word, to provide a word, well, not me creating myself, but allow God to lay on my heart what he wants me to share, and then giving me the tools to be able to create the lesson, amen, with his help, of course, but to make sure that it is encouraging, that it's empowering, and that, praise God, you keep me encouraged, because, praise God, when I don't feel good or when I'm having a moment or I need to rush or whatever it is, I know you're going to pray for me to make sure that I'm in tune to God, and so he can make sure that an inspiring word goes forth each week. So I thank you, thank you, thank you, and I always want to shout you out. And so praise God, because I can't call you name by name, you pretty much know, because I always try to reference you somewhere in the lesson, amen. But I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for being there for me. Now, I wouldn't be right to go any further without thanking Tammy and Jesse Storr for giving me this wonderful opportunity and allowing me to be able to do what God has called me to do, and that is to teach. And I love to teach. I love to encourage. I love to motivate. And so, praise God, they saw that in me. And so they put me on this platform. And I will always be grateful. So that's why I will always call their names and give a high five to the Omega Ministry Group because of their prayers and their encouragement. And then just the pure example of what it means to really love. And so I'm grateful, grateful, grateful for them. Now, the best and the biggest praise, of course, has to go to my Father and your Father. And whether you know he's your Father or not, amen, he is your Father, and he is the God of love. And so we always want to make sure that we start out greeting everyone, pray an upbeat song, because praise God, without him saying yes, amen, amen, amen. I love that song. It gives me the inspiration that I need when I'm feeling down, when I'm feeling weak. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. And when he says no, nobody can say yes. And so praise God, knowing that, amen, I'm always excited about that song. So I will always start up with that to at least give me what I need to make sure that I'm doing what God calls me to do. But before we do all of that and go into our lesson, we always want to acknowledge God and start with a word of prayer. So dear Heavenly Father, we come before you thanking you for your wonderful blessings. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, our love, and that because you loved us, you saw fit to show us how you loved us. And so because you're so awesome and you're so mighty that you can't be here, praise God, or we can't even see all of your glory, that you have allowed other people to be created in your likeness, so that we could feel your love, that we could feel your presence, that we would know what love actually is, that we could see it, we could feel it, we can touch it, and we can experience it. And so we just thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, that you just didn't stop at love. You provided other resources for us to be able to bask in your presence. And so we thank you, Father, for your word. how your word illuminates and gives us whatever we need. It's the roadmap and it's the guide that shows us where we need to go and how we need to get there. And then, praise God, when we miss a turn, it shows us how to get back on the right path, on the right road, and be right with you so we can be in right standing. And then, Father, when we just don't quite understand what to do and how to do it, you provided the Holy Spirit that nudges us and guides us and tells us, you're going too fast or you're going too slow or you need to do this or you need to do that. And we thank you. But most importantly, Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for allowing that sacrifice to be made for us to show your greatest form of love, that you sacrificed yourself for us, so that we could have an eternal relationship with you, not just this tangible one that we're feeling in the oozes of today because today is Valentine's Day, but to have an eternal love. We just thank you for it. And so, Father, I know I could go on and on because, you know, we talk all day and we talk all the time. But, Father, I know you want me to get to the lesson. So remove me and allow you to come forward so that your word can go forth, so it can be inspiring and it can be passionate in the love and the hearts of the people that are listening, not just today, but any time that they listen in on the pre-recordings, or not pre-recordings, but the back recordings, but that they'll be able to be motivated and to be excited, and that you will do whatever it is that you need to do to stir up their hearts and stir up their gifts so that they know why it's important for them to love. Father, again, we love you, we honor, we adore you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Well, praise God, if you're just tuning in, this is Leah Killings, Dr. Happy, whatever you call me, just call me a child of God. I'm excited that you tuned in on this wonderful, wonderful Monday, one that I am very, very excited about because it happens to fall on one of the important days for me in the year. And the reason why that I love Valentine's Day is because, praise God, many times people look up getting comfortable, got to take the jewelry off. Many times people forget why it is important for us to love. And so when I talk about holidays, and many times people think they're paganistic and however they came about, whatever they mean, amen, you can make it mean something special for you. And so because I am a teacher and because I always like documentation, I always want to make sure that I at least share what the quote-unquote earthly premise of Valentine's Day is. And so basically, according to our favorite Google, it pretty much says that Valentine's Day was also called St. Valentine's Day or the Feast of St. Valentine, and it's usually celebrated in most countries on February 14th. And it's done, at least that's what it's documented as, in honor of two early Christian martyrs named St. Valentine, and through some folk traditions or whatever, it became significant to celebrate and commemorate love. And like I said, it is celebrated in many regions of the world, and it's been celebrated for almost 15 or so thousand years. And so we want to just make sure that we see things for what we need to see them for. And so some people celebrate Valentine's, some people don't. But the thing that I think I love the most about Valentine's and just holidays in general is because it gives us a platform to be able to witness and share whatever it is that God wants us to share. So on this particular day, because it is about love, and many times people get caught up because they believe that it's about couples and married people and dating people, but it's so much more than that. Love can be shown and shared with anyone, and I'm so grateful that God has placed so many people in my life that express their love to me, whether it be through cards, whether it be through email. Sometimes I don't even have to hear from them, but because I know that I've done my part, that I know that that love is expressed because, praise God, what you share, you receive most times. And so I'm just grateful that God has blessed me to be a lovable person and that I have been able to be blessed. I can't even think of no other word. I think that's why I love my birthday, too, because it's so close to Valentine's Day. But it allows me to be able to see, because most times people think of you on your birthday, and so they acknowledge you. And just because they acknowledge you, and I don't want to get that twisted, just because people acknowledge you that they love you, but it is enough that they think enough of you to at least share. And I think on tonight's lesson, we're going to talk a little bit about love and attribute of it and why we single it to just one day or one time. We need to always share love. We need to always be in a capacity where we're able not only to just give it, but to receive it. And so, as I said, you know, maybe, don't know for sure, my parents, you know, dying as soon as they did, you know, growing up, I searched and looked for love. And so my way, I guess, but I have to believe in my heart that God gave me the gift of love, because I love people. I love being around people. I love people being happy, thus being Dr. Happy. But I love people. I mean, I love the fact that God thought enough of us that he just didn't bring us and leave us here by ourselves, that he thought enough to create relationships, not just a vertical one with him, but he gave us a horizontal relationship for us to love one another. And so whether it's love because we're in love or love because we just love the person that is dedicated to us and somewhat discipline themselves to show. I mean, I can't describe enough. So, amen. I guess I have to just do what shared best how God did it. So we'll have a whole bunch of scriptures on tonight, but what I really want you to really understand is why it's so important for us to share love. Some people are like, Leah, you go overboard. But for me, I have to, because I don't want it to be said that somebody thought I didn't care when I did. And so sometimes my girlfriend, she tells me all the time, she's like, Leah, sometimes you could just kept that to yourself. But I can't, because I know that the love of God in me, that I don't want it to ever be a question if somebody loved, because praise God, if God resides in me and he is love, then I have to represent that. And so all of us need to do that. Can you imagine what the world would really be like if we talked about what would Jesus do? He would love. And if we represented that love, there wouldn't be a lot of homeless people. There wouldn't be a lot of people that are in need. There wouldn't be a lot of people that are dying for just attention and love if we just showed it a little bit. But nevertheless, like I said, I can go on and on about that. So let's go to the word. The first, I think, love scripture that most people think of is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, depending on your version, only son, and whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That is a mouthful within itself, because there are so many people that are depending on love from the horizontal level. And if you understand from the vertical level, it doesn't matter if people tell you or not. It doesn't matter if people show you or not. You know that you have one person that will love you eternally and that will move mountains on your behalf. And so you can't get caught up. Nobody loves me. Nobody wants me. Nobody, whatever. A girlfriend told me a couple of weeks ago, she's like, Leah, do you pray for me? Because I don't know if anybody prays for me. And I'm like, girl, absolutely. I believe people pray for you simply because you love everybody and you extend yourself to people. And so whether they call your name out specifically, I would have to believe at some point God, because he is God, he lays your thoughts and your intentions on the heart of those that need to pray for you, and they do. And so I'm so grateful, again, that God doesn't love us just because we do things right. He loves us eternally. And then the next scripture I want to share with you on tonight is 1 John 4:7-8, and it says, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. Again, I can't stress it enough. God is love. The next scripture, I'm going to give two more, and then we're going to go into kind of, you know, love my steps. 1 John 4:9-11. This is how God shows his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world, that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved and he sent his Son. And an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God has loved us, we ought to love one another. This ain't talking nothing about couples. Amen. This is just people. Saints, we got to get that. Today, everybody was running around buying flowers, buying candy, and all the stuff that they had to do. And their friends and some of their loved ones ain't been told to love all year. And you didn't stop to just make a text message or a phone call. Saints, we got to do better. We got to do better. Even the person that you bought the flowers from, they're working hard and been working all day. I have a friend that was working in the flower shop. Our feet were hurting. Do we tell them we love them? We thank them for spending all that money trying to get all that stuff together for us to do what we do, do stuff at the last minute, buying stuff off the curb, trying to make sure we get stuff and whatever we can get. It was funny. My daughter plays volleyball, and so she wanted some treats for our volleyball team for Saturday. And I went to Walmart and couldn't believe how tore up. It was Saturday. No, it wasn't even Saturday. It was Friday. The whole area on both sides, they had a seasonal section just devoted to Valentine's. And then in the candy section, I mean, well, I guess there was two sections because they had one just for candy and little gifts like treats that you can pass out. And then they had a section in the front just devoted to Valentine's stuff. And, I mean, it was horrible because people just was scourging through things to represent something. But would it be to give your heart to just write on a piece of paper? I had one girlfriend. She said her husband said, we got to celebrate Valentine's on Thursday. And so, amen. It's funny, but at the same time, she knows he loves her, and so it doesn't matter if it's Thursday, if it's Friday, if it's next week, although she probably wants some nice stuff on today like everybody else is getting. But nevertheless, love is love, and so we have to not be caught up on just doing it on one day. We have to show the love of God and the love that we have for each other often. I think one of the things that I love most when I really understand that love was a spirit pretty much was when I learned that the fruit of the Spirit is love, and I thought it was significant that that was listed first. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, fruitfulness, faithfulness, depending on your version, gentleness, and self-control. Against these things there is no law. That's Galatians 5:22-23. Now, I love that God is intentional, but those could have been mixed up and love could have been last. Almost like this scripture where of these love, charity, God, he can't stress enough why it's important for us to love. I mean, I love giving, and I think that's my expression, of love. But I love to give because, again, I love the expressions on people's faces when they see that I've thought enough about them to be significant. I think years ago, Joyce Myers said that she gave somebody a gift, and she just didn't see that expression on their face. And she asked the Lord, she said, Lord, I spent a lot of time picking out this gift. Why didn't I have the same result? And she said, he told her, well, because you gave them what you wanted, not what they wanted. And so I think sometimes we forget we want people to have what we want them to have and not necessarily give them what they want. And so in order for you to give them what they want, that means you have to take time. And when you take time to give somebody something that they want, amen, that's showing that you're paying attention. That's showing that you're understanding how they receive love and how they want to be loved. And that's more important when you're talking about love, because when you do it the way you want it, it becomes selfish. And that's why I believe tonight that we're going to focus on, as far as our lesson is concerned, are the five love languages. I remember when, I think his name is Gary Chapman, I have here before me just Dr. Chapman, but I have quite a few of his books. Yep, it is Gary Chapman. There's five love languages. And like I said, when he wrote his book, I wasn't really into it at the time because I thought, you know, love is love. You don't have to put it in boxes. And so I never really paid attention to it. And of course, at the time, I wasn't trying to be about fulfilling none of those things. I just wanted to do it my way. And so, of course, I have thus learned that that was a selfish way of loving people. You have to find out how people receive love. And so the five love languages that he stressed were words of affirmation, quality time, physical touch, acts of service, and receiving gifts. Now, do I believe those are the only five love languages? Absolutely not. But it's a start, because he asked many couples, and like I said, I don't want to stress so much on couples, because love is love. You know, you love your dog. And I didn't quite capture that, because I grew up with a dog and a cat and didn't like neither one of them, because I felt that they got more attention than I did, and I was the one that was needing love. But nevertheless, it took a minute when I saw the expressions and how people expressed their love and affection to their animals. And I could never grasp that. But then, praise God, when I understood love is love and it doesn't matter what it is, praise God. When you love something, you love it. And so when you love it, you take care of it and you do the things that are necessary that both can reciprocate from that love. And so now I understand, okay, maybe I should have paid a little bit more attention to the languages, because then, praise God, I would have been able to not be as selfish in my expressions of love, giving them what I thought they should have, because that's what I wanted them to have, or at the time that was all that I could afford. But I'm learning that, again, a handwritten note means more than anything. A lot of the things that my children have written me, I save them, I put them in my jewelry box. And it's not all the things that they write me, because they write me often, and sometimes they don't necessarily write me nice things. But nevertheless, I save those too, because I know those come from the heart. But nevertheless, those are words of affirmation. Words of affirmation are basically expressing through spoken word praise or appreciation. And so when you give someone something, words of encouragement, and I think that's why I am an encourager. I know that's one of the gifts that God has given me, and that's why the broadcast and, you know, my ministry and my just my purpose, I believe, I really stand on the words that are behind my ministry, is I encourage, I educate, and I empower. I encourage because many people need to be encouraged. I shared this before when several times about one of the ladies at our church years ago. She used to sing this song about crying. And so it was like she sung that song so intently. And so my mentor at the time, she was like, if she sings that song one more time, somebody needs to give that child a hug, because you could tell she was singing it from a place of pain. It wasn't because it was a song that she hit the good notes. She was really in pain. And so that moment really kind of hit me. And it was like, you know, all we have to do is just smile or send a text message. And so I used to do a text message ministry where I was just, whatever the Lord laid on my heart to send, I would send them. And then I remember a lady challenged me, and she said, I bet you sent that to everybody. And I said, no. I said, matter of fact, I sent the lady across the way a message today, and I said, ask her to see her message, and completely different. And then she explained, she's like, I was feeling really bad. I was feeling, Lord, I need an encouraging word. I need it now. And then she turns her phone over, and it was the mercy. And all I said was, God loves me, he loves you, and he told me to tell you that he loves you too. I mean, it was simple, but it was enough, because it was something she needed the moment she needed it. And so when God lays on your heart to acknowledge somebody, to send some words of affirmation, trust me, it's necessary. I went through a whole year of being sick. I mean, and I've been sick for a while, but this was real sick. And so I didn't get it, because I'm like, Lord, okay, I've been sick for a long time, really? And so I didn't understand the process, I guess, because, Lord, I minister, and I share words of affirmation, and I encourage people, and I didn't get it. And I didn't get it because I was expecting to be reciprocated. Like, all the stuff that I had done to come back. And when it didn't come back the way I wanted it to come back, I felt some kind of way. And so I had to learn, because one of my girlfriends said, Lee, what's God teaching you to do this? I'm like, nothing, because I already know. I know I'm supposed to read. I know I'm supposed to pray. I knew all those things. But it wasn't the things that God was trying to teach me. He wanted me to focus on me and where I had gotten stuck in me and where I thought that I was entitled to certain things. And maybe I didn't have to be sick to figure that out, but it was what I needed and how I was able to make some adjustments and how I was able to see things from a different perspective. And so, and I know many people have encouraged me, so please, please don't take this half-hearted. But I have to call this one person's name. I was kind of stuck, and it was a couple months ago, actually, because I didn't even call her in the beginning. I didn't tell anybody, really, that I was sick, I was going through. But nevertheless, I happened to call her because I needed to know a physician, because I got some information on what they were going to do and how they were going to do the surgery. And I was confused and I needed some confirmation. And as my other girlfriend said, I needed Jesus, but I needed Jesus to have some skin, because I wanted to see the lips tell me what I needed to know. And so I thought, who could I call that really worked in the medical field that could take the time and really answer me and share with me what I needed to know? And so just out of the blue, I looked up, because most of you know I love happy faces, and so I collect happy faces. And so many times, most of the happy faces that I have hundreds. People give me. And so I looked up, and this teapot that I've always wanted years ago, it was $30-some. I'm like, Lord, I ain't paying $30 for no teapot. Amen. That'll sit right at this door. But I bought the teacup and the saucer. And I got sick another time, and then here comes this teapot. And I'm like, how did she know I wanted this teapot? Nevertheless, I should say, fast forward, I looked up on my dresser, and I saw this teapot. And I thought, oh, Pat Revis. I'm going to call Pat Revis. And so I called Pat Revis, and I said, Pat, I'm going through such and such and such. I need a physician to help me understand if this surgery is really worth me going through. I have cancer, but they're not treating cancer. They want to deal with my head, and I need to know what I need to know. And so although that wasn't part of her quote-unquote specialty, she got the information that I needed. And from that moment to this one, almost every day, if not every day, every other day, since probably September, she has sent me some words of affirmation. She sends me, I get choked up when I think about it, because I didn't ask her to do that, but that's what I wanted. But I had to wait, because I asked God for that in January, but he saw fit for it to start in September. And so every day I turn my phone over and it's something. And so many times we don't always get what we want when we want it. And so I think sometimes that's part of the lesson. But nevertheless, maybe God led somebody else to say it, and they just didn't get around to it. And because they didn't get around to it, my suffering may have been a little bit more or longer than it had to be. If we just be obedient, it's anybody. When we hold up doing what God has called us to do and we hold those words of affirmation, somebody's suffering or somebody's stress, somebody could kill themselves because we didn't do what God called us to do. And sometimes all it is words of affirmation that make the difference. And so you got to make sure that you say something. I got to highlight one more person. One of my volleyball moms. And I don't know where she finds these memes or where she finds these cool little gadgets that she sends, but they always come right on time at the right moment. And so she always talks about me because I call her out each week, but praise God. It means something. It means something. Now, I remember when I started going to the Cancer Treatment Center of America, they were really just pouring it on. You know, we care. We love you. You know, we really care about you. And I don't know if it was my sister or someone said, but Leah, maybe they're just saying that stuff. And I was like, but it's what I need to hear. Words of affirmation mean something. So please, if God lays on your heart to call somebody, if God lays on your heart to leave a message, whatever it is, write a letter. I have other people that have been sending cards the whole time. I mean, it's just, it's amazing. Words of affirmation, they mean something. The next one is quality time. I think sometimes we take this one for granted because we're so busy, and I love that Gary Chapman, when he wrote his book for the affirmations, he didn't just stop with just couples. He did it also for children. And I think sometimes we forget that quality time is very important when it comes to our children. We pick them up, we take them to school, or we get them up, I should say. We take them to school. They're in school most of the day. We don't know what matter of evil that they go through in school, because I know I didn't always tell the people that were in authority all the things, the nasty things that people said to me. And so I come home, or these kids come home, they have all of this stuff that they're processing. And then we pick them up, we tell them, take those clothes off, change the clothes, do your homework. We feed them and take a bath and go to bed. We have not spent any quality time with our children. Quality time is another expression of a love language that sometimes people need to feel that you're present, that you're focused, that you're paying attention, that you're not willing to, in the middle of them talking, pick up your cell phone, or in the middle of them talking, your eyes are wandering in different places. I remember my baby. When she was one, two, whenever you would talk to her, if you weren't looking at her, she would grab your face and pull your face to her to make you had to look at her when she talked. And so that was quality time for her. That was her wanting to make sure that I was actively listening. I have a new friend, praise God, that's training me on some things. And so I have trained myself to be able to do several things at several times. And he's like, you're not listening. And I'm like, sure, I can hear you. And he's like, no, you're not listening. And I'm like, yeah, I really am. But I need to pay attention. I need to put down and do what's necessary that I can show that I'm actively listening and that I'm paying the necessary quality time that is necessary, because that means something to certain people. It may not mean much to you, but to someone else, that is their love language, and you need to pay attention. Another love language is physical touch. Now, growing up, I didn't like people to touch me, the kissing, and hey, man, you can save that. Keep it. Just tell me you love me and keep it moving. But as I've gotten older and understand the importance of a physical touch, that sometimes you don't have to say nothing with just a physical touch. And sometimes we forget that it is important when we embrace each other, that it's an expression of love. Now, sometimes we take advantage and take it for granted, and we touch people when we shouldn't be touching. But nevertheless, you want to always make sure that it's invited. It can't be just because you have a love language to touch and you're just touching people. But you want to make sure, especially when you're intimate, you want to make sure that physical touch is necessary because it helps us. And that's almost like my girlfriend was like, you know, I know that God loves me, but I want to feel that touch with some skin. I want to feel somebody's hand. Amen. Because sometimes it's important for you to feel the touch, a hug, an embrace. It's necessary. I'm a hugger. And so I enjoy it. You know, I don't know if that's now my physical language. I mean, my love language. But it does mean something when you can express yourself with a physical touch. And then I think this is one of my love languages is acts of service. I love acts of service because, again, it means something when you can do something for somebody when you don't have to ask. And I think sometimes we don't study the people that we're called are close in proximity to us. I don't necessarily want to say people that we quote unquote love, because you can do this to a coworker, you can do this to anyone that's close enough to you, to acts of service. I know that well, I just use me. You know, people know that I like happy faces. And so when people see them, oh, Leah, I saw these socks and I got them for you. So that's an act of service. Not necessarily that they love me or that they want to have a relationship with me, but they thought enough of me because they know that I collect happy faces, that they purchase one for me. I know that a couple people I know likes white flowers. And so I probably should buy them more often, praise God. But praise God, I know that that is a love language and an act of service that I can share. And so when I have an opportunity to do that, then I make sure that I do that. I have another friend that loves hot pink I guess it would still be hot pink. But nevertheless, so when you find things, you know, you do that. Those are acts of service. I mean, sometimes it's not just gifts. Sometimes it's just making errands or putting gas in the car or vacuuming the car. I know when I was in college, my husband, bless his heart, then I probably wouldn't pay him probably half no mind then. But praise God, I would just, because I think I shared last time that I was kind of prideful. And so I didn't wear a lot of my clothes twice. So I would just put them in the trunk and keep it moving, buy some more. And so my trunk would be full of dirty clothes. And then one day I would open the trunk and then all my clothes would be washed and folded and neatly piled. And I thought, oh, wow. Amen. He's gotten my car and he cleaned it out and cleaned my clothes up. Acts of service. Those are all necessary to share when you're wanting to show somebody that you appreciate them, that you love them, that you do nice things for them. And then last but not least of these five languages that Brother Chapman says is receiving gifts. Now, for me, I like receiving and giving gifts. I shouldn't say receiving. The gift is receiving gifts. I like giving gifts. I don't necessarily, I like gifts, but I like giving gifts. And so when I need to receive, it's sometimes hard. It's hard because I love giving so much that I have to receive that I'm receiving a gift. Sometimes we can get pride goes both ways. You can get to a point where you're prideful in the respect of you think you don't need or you don't want anybody to acknowledge certain things. But sometimes low self-esteem is a form of pride too. I don't deserve. So that's a form of pride, too. And so we have to be mindful. When people want to share, you have to receive them in love. And so it may not be the biggest things. I know my children still laugh because some of the things that they even think were insignificant are significant to me because I believe the heart that they gave it to me in is important. And so I like what he says. He said, people with receiving gifts as their primary love language also do not necessarily expect large or expensive gifts. It's more of what is behind the gift that is appealing to them. And so sometimes when kids make breakfast for their parents, I mean, that's significant because they're wanting to share, you know, I thought enough of you. I may not have made the pancakes the best way or I may not have cooked the eggs all the way, but praise God, I thought enough to get up early and prepare this meal for you. And so that's, receive it because that's an act of their love expression towards you. Now, like I said, these are Mr. Chapman's five love languages: words of affirmation, quality time, physical touch, acts of service, and receiving gifts. But one of the things, like I said, that Miss Pat always sends certain things, and I wanted to share one of the things she sent me today, and it was 10 ways to love, and I thought it was significant because sometimes I think we take this for granted, and so I want to make sure that I stress, but before I go into these, I want to make sure that I go back over these scriptures because my daughter always says, you say the scriptures so fast, and I never write them down. But the scriptures that I read was John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. I did 1 John 4, 7 through 8. Dear friends, let us love one another. Love comes from God. And then I did 1 John 4:9-11. And it's, how has God showed his love among us? He sent his one and only begotten Son to the world that we might live through him. And then I shared Galatians 5:22-23. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, patience, kindness, and those others. Now, dealing with what Ms. Pat sent me was how do we help ways to love. These were significant to me, and so I'm going to go through them kind of fast because I'm running out of time. Never out of talk, but I am out of time. But I wanted to make sure that I stress these 10 ways to love. And this is not, like I said, towards couples. This is just love in general. Listen. Number one, listen. We have to listen and listen without interpreting. And then all of these have scriptures, so I'll say them with them. I won't have time to read them all, but listen. Listen without interrupting is Proverbs 1:8. Another way to ways to love is to give. And we talked about that. Give without sparing. I think sometimes, if I could just highlight, when I see those that are in transition, in the beginning it was something I didn't really think much about, but, you know, the church was doing it, and so I went out, and when I saw the expression on these people's faces, that someone cared enough and thought enough of me, that I fell in love with it. And so, I mean, I do it so often and so much, it's like second nature to me. And so it is necessary that we give, especially to those that are less fortunate. If I could just share another thing, today I had physical therapy, and there was a gentleman there. And the more he talked, the more I understood that he was a person of in transition. And I was thinking to myself, Lord, how can a person of transition be able to come to a physical therapy appointment? He didn't have insurance. He didn't have a job. He was living in a some type of home. So how did he have money to come to therapy? And so after he left, I asked the gentleman, I said, how is he able to come? And they said, you know, sometimes we just do nice things for people. That touched me because they, I mean, amen. I don't have a lot of time, but praise God. We have to give. Amen. Another way to love is to answer. Answer without arguing. Sometimes, and like I said, even last week, I had to learn that too because me and my sisters, we always had to have the last word. You don't. You can give a nice answer without arguing. You can sometimes not speak at all and give the answer. But we have to do it, and we have to do it in love. And that's Proverbs 17:1. And I'm sorry, the giving one was Proverbs 21:26. And then another way to share love is to work without complaints. I think a lot of us have challenges doing that sometimes, because sometimes we just don't do the jobs that we really want to do. But if we do things unto God, it will prevent us from complaining. And then if you know, are quiet and passionate enough to really see God, he can show you where you need to be so that you can do things that you enjoy and that you do the things that you have gifts and talents that God gave you to use them for. Praise God. You can do them without many complaints because, praise God, you're doing something that you enjoy. And that's Philippians 2:14. The next way that you can give ways to show love is, amen, I probably should have done this one last, but forgive. I think sometimes we forget that forgiving is an act of love, and we have to do it without punishing and making people feel the sting of what they did to make sure that you understand. Why do we do that? That's not love. You know, many times people do things and they don't even realize that they've hurt us, and so we forgive. And so I'm recalled of a time where I forgave quite a few people, and quite a few people have always, Leah, why did you do that? And it's like, because that's not my place. God said that he will repay. That's not my place. I can forgive, and I can be the best of friends with folks. But many times there are certain people that have said some horrible things about me that I know that they said about me. But I don't, why would I do that? Because maybe at that time when they said it, they were in anger and they didn't necessarily mean it from the heart. It was just lip service. And so I'm going to hold a grudge because of lip service. Have I not said something out of lip service and didn't really necessarily mean it from my heart? But if I was to be held accountable for that, I mean, God's going to hold me accountable, and that's the most important thing. But, amen, that's not love. So we got to do better. Love curse those things, that pace of forgive, amen, show love and forgive. Another way is to speak. Many times we speak, and we speak incorrectly because we're speaking with accusations. We're speaking with all this stuff, this venom. When we can speak in love, speak in peace, speak in kindness. Be cautious of how you're speaking to people. I keep forgetting I'm going because I keep looking at the time and forgetting the sacred scriptures. But that's James 1:19. So give, I'm sorry, listen, it's Proverbs 1:8. Give, Proverbs 21:26. Answer, it's Proverbs 17:1. Work is Philippians 2:14. Forgive is Colossians 3:13. Speak, as I said, is James 1:19. And the last four are pray. Pray without ceasing. That's how you love somebody. Pray for them. Why don't we pray for people? We immediately want to cuss them out. My daughter showed me a meme the other day where a gentleman was just singing God songs in the car, and then somebody cut him off, and he's like, a bad word, amen. And then went right back to see, ain't thought nothing else. Instead, it's like, Lord, you know, help them wherever they're trying to get to. Today when we were traveling to my appointment, there was, I think, like an 8-pound car pileup. It was horrible. Four of the cars were, like, really badly damaged, and the other ones were bumpers. But, I mean, amen. We got to pray for people. Amen. We got to pray for people. That's 1 Thessalonians 5:17. And then sharing. Do we share enough? I know we, I can talk about my volleyball because I know my volleyball sisters are listening. When we go to volleyball games, sometimes we forget to pack lunches. And sometimes that food can be so expensive because it adds up. And how we have one mom that always brings extra bread. And so it's like literally she brings a loaf of bread. And she shares. And so it's a form of love. Share. You have to share. That's Ephesians 4:15. And then we have to trust. Sometimes we don't trust. We don't trust without letting it be unwavering. It has to have a condition. And many times when we trust and it has a condition, we're not really trusting. And so we have to trust without condition. Corinthians 13:7. And then last but not least, we have to love with the promise of not failing those that we say that we love. That's Proverbs 13:12. I know that I probably said a whole lot and said it kind of fast because I'm trying to make sure that I monitor my time. But most importantly, we have to remember that love is important, and it's not just because it's Valentine's Day. God requires us to love. He requires us to love one another as we love ourselves. And so if we don't understand what love really means, then how will we ever expect to receive it? You got to give it. And the saying, love is in love until you give it away. And sometimes we don't want to go through that experience, but sometimes it's necessary for us to really understand the true acts of love. And so I pray that you learned something today, that you have been encouraged to see how you are expressing your love, to take an opportunity to write down names. I know when I was teaching one of my classes, it was, you know, every day write down the name. And then for the month, make sure that you do something for that person, a text message, a card, a smile, whatever. Just make sure, because there's, I'm sure, many people in your lives, in your community of people that need encouragement. So just write their names down and then be mindful. What can you do to make sure that you encourage that person to show an act of love? Amen. Well, praise God. I can keep talking, as you know, but I am running out of time. And so I always try to make sure that I close the broadcast off with my granny song because I know she's my number one fan and I know she's always listening. And so, Granny, I want to just tell you publicly that I love you and that I'm grateful that God has blessed you 95 years to be with us and that you have done what God has required you to do, and that is to make sure that your children knew Christ. And then in turn, your children's children know Christ. And some you can say your children's children knows Christ. And that is because you planted the right seed and you planted the seed of love. And although many of us didn't quite understand how you expressed your love, I'm going to tell a little testimony about my granny. I said, Granny, you're supposed to be making cookies and baking stuff for us. And she said, I'm not that kind of grandmother. I'm like, oh, okay. But nevertheless, that didn't change the fact that she didn't love me. And so we all have to recognize again that we all have languages and we all share our love differently. And so we have to just look and ask even sometimes, how do you express your love and how do you want your love to be expressed to you? And then that way we don't miss it because we're not being selfish with our love. And so again, I pray that you have gotten a blessing from this message. But more importantly, I want you to remember that you have to love God and you have to know that he loves you. And so if I had to give a title to this broadcast, it would be, who do you love and how are you expressing that love to that person? And so I pray that you take that tonight, tomorrow, next week, or whatever God lays on your heart and express it. This is Leah Killingsworth, Empowered to Change, Blog Talk Radio, where we encourage, educate, and empower all to the glory of God. And as I say, I always close the broadcast with my granny's favorite song, Every Praise Belongs to God, because it does. And so for those of you that may be listening in your cars or you're racing to Walmart or CVS or Walgreens to get that last gift, ask God what you should really give the person that you love. Not necessarily a teddy bear or a box of chocolates that they probably don't need, but ask them, what do they want? Not what you want to give them. What do they want? And then express your love that way. And then do this daily. Start your day with prayer. Pray throughout your day and then end your day with prayer. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening and happy love day. God bless.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
God.